Ellen Ergood just mentioned that Lake Superior is a big body of water about the size of South Carolina. South Carolina, of course, has its own body of water, the Atlantic Ocean, and both are the sort of popular summer vacation spots where you can relax with a good book. Ellen Ergood writes books and Vicki Craston sells books. How's that for symmetry? This month, we're speaking with bookstore owners in popular getaway places to find out what people want to read on their vacations. Vicki Craston owns Litchfield Books in Pawleys Island, South Carolina. She joins us from the bookstore. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to talk to you today.
Now, tell us about Pawleys Island. Who visits it? What do they do while they're there? Where is it?
30 minutes south of Myrtle Beach area, and it is north of Charleston. It is a quiet little place that everyone loves, and we all try to keep it that way as much as possible.
So what sorts of books are good, reliable sellers for you in the summer? I mean, besides the bestseller list, what types of books sell?
A lot of people who visit our area like to read about the area, so they love the southern authors that we have, Dorothea Bitton Frank, Mary Alice Monroe, and Pat Conroy is a favorite of everyone's, and we sell his books day in and day out.
Have you got anything for me here that's that you didn't expect, that you didn't know about? I mean, something you've had to reorder that you never heard of?
Yes, there is one. It's called The Watery Part of the World by Michael Parker. There's a lot of fascination, particularly in our area, about Theodosia.
Are we talking Theodosia Burr here?
Yes. And I won't get into the details because I think everyone should read it. It's a great read.
Do you find that you do a different kind of business in the summer than you do the rest of the year?
Yes. In the summer, we have a lot of younger people that are visiting on vacation. They read a little bit differently than our typical customer who's probably in mid-50s and up who read a little bit more literary. So in the summertime, we do sell a little bit more of the what I call mainstream New York Times bestseller books than we would in the winter.
So do you think that people are kind of looking for a book that is not going to be quite as challenging to read? I mean, you know,
yes.
Are they looking for something that's...
They are. They're looking for something to entertain them on the beach.
Vicki Craston is the owner of Litchfield Books. She spoke to us from her bookstore, which is in Pawleys Island, South Carolina. Vicki, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.